We celebrated our 40th anniversary right there at the end of November, first part of December. And as we're leading up to it, all of a sudden we're seeing these huge numbers, about 500,000 pounds of food every month during those months going out the door.
That is incredible. The need has really jumped.
It really has. We've seen increases in the number of people that we're serving. On average last year, Mary Jo, we saw about 1,700 new clients, new individuals being served every month.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, some of those months were a little higher, as you can imagine. There in the fall, around the holidays, we saw, you know, some significantly higher numbers of new clients being served. But overall, we had some of the largest inflation, especially around food cost and gasoline prices that we've seen in really mine or your lifetime. And then you partner that with folks that are just trying to make ends meet. And what happens is the folks that have, you know, kind of consistently needed help over the years, we're still serving them, of course. But then now you're dipping into the folks that are kind of right on that line between middle class and poverty. And they're just trying to make ends meet and stretch their dollar. And all of a sudden, those prices went up like crazy.
Yeah.
We saw food prices go up from anywhere from 40 to 80% during 2022. And of course, all of us know that because we've gone to the grocery stores for our own households and we've seen those prices. We were meeting with a group of junior high students. The health program at the junior high brings us in to do shopping matters, our shopping tips and tricks for those students. And one of the things that we talk about in that is those number 10 cans, the big commercial size cans of food. And we were talking about the price difference in just a year had gone from, you know, about $3 to $4 a can to about $12 to $13 a can.
Oh, my goodness.
So just kind of overwhelming when you look at things like that. We have seen an increase in the number of school food pantries that we serve. We've seen a number of an increase in the number of after school and summer meal sites that we're serving. So, for instance, Izard County Consolidated School District came on to our after school program this year, and it significantly changed. I mean, they're serving almost as many meals as the remainder of our schools all put together. So we really see, you know, Yellville Summit, that school district does a large number of students serving meals to them. But then Izard County Consolidated coming on made just a huge difference. So November, for instance, was our largest month in terms of the number of meals that we serve to children through that program. And we've been doing that program for, gosh, getting close to a decade now. But we, for instance, this gives you an idea. This year, we're going to end up, we don't have all the numbers from December yet for that program, but we're going to end up right around 24,000 or 25,000 meals to children that's been served through summer and after school meal programs this year. Well, last year it was 14,000. So huge jump. Those things, when we add the schools, when we add the different programs, local food pantries, whatnot, those make a difference as well.